Exercises 7 through 9. Some 300 people in the crowd attacked 18 freedom riders as local police stood and watched. Then Floyd Mann, the state officer, marched straight into the screaming crowd toward John Lewis and Bill Barbie's attackers. He was no supporter of integration. And perhaps more importantly, Mann could not tolerate the lawless mob. "We're going to keep law and order here," he yelled, pulling out his gun. "There'll be no killing here today." When some of the crowd ignored him, Mann sent two shots up into the air. The crowd moved back. Save for Mann's actions, Barbie and Lewis would certainly have been severely injured, if not killed. It was 28 years later when Congressman John Lewis returned for the dedication of the memorial. Erected in the shadow of Alabama's capital, in front of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the black granite is inscribed with the names of those who lost their lives in the civil rights battles of the 1960s. While waiting for the dedication ceremony to begin, Lewis was approached by an older man. He looked familiar, but Lewis could not place him. "You're John Lewis, aren't you?" the older man asked. "I remember you from the Freedom Rides." For another instant, Lewis's mind was blank, and then suddenly, he recognized the man. The face and voice belonged to Floyd Mann, who had stood up to the screaming mob. "You saved my life," Lewis said, overcome with emotion. He held out his arms, and the two men embraced. Letting go of Lewis, Mann looked at him and said, "You know, I'm right proud of your career." It was a dazzling moment of reconciliation. The two men had stood on opposite sides of a bitter struggle, separated by the realities of the segregated South. Mann had believed in the laws of segregation and was sworn to uphold them. Lewis had put his life on the line to change those laws. Yet, the two men shared a respect for human life. In 1961, that sense of respect led Mann to save the Freedom Riders.